Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. That's the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. And it reads as follows: Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Our sermon today is on that very topic. Don't give up. Amen. Amen. Although we are sinners, we do more good than we realize. Here are some examples. Number one, telling someone in front of us that they dropped something instead of picking it up and keeping it for ourselves. Now, it would be very easy not to say a word and take the item, but a part of you or us feels that telling them is the right thing to do. So if we do this, that is a good thing. Another example, helping the elderly without being asked. Do you hold the door for them? Do you help carry their bags? Do you check on them to see if they're okay? Well, if you do these things, that is a good thing. Here's another one. Taking responsibility for the words or deeds and asking for forgiveness. And this isn't easy. This is about doing something wrong or saying the wrong thing to someone and asking them to forgive you. If we do this, that is a good thing. What about this one? Doing the right thing when no one is looking. And let's be honest. It is easy to do the right thing while someone is watching you because we feel that we have been put on the spot. And we have no choice but to do the right thing. So we do it. So if we do this, that is a good thing. Here's another one. Being nice to others regardless of their skin color, religion, lifestyle, etc. Do we speak to people when they walk by, when we walk by them? You know what I mean. We walk by people, we say hi, or sometimes we don't. And do we get mad when they don't say hi back or wave back? Do we willingly hold a conversation with people? Do we mind having them in our lives? Whether or not they are the same color, the same religion, same lifestyle, does it matter to us? Well, if none of those things matter, that is a good thing. What about when we are patient while driving? Now, you know that's a hard one. Do we let someone change lanes in front of us? You know, if that's happened to you a million times when somebody's trying to get over at the last minute and you might as well let them over because they're not going to stop until they get over, they'll cut you off. Do we ignore someone who gives us the finger while driving? I'm not going to go into that, but you know what I mean. Amen. Do we move over to allow the person who has been riding our bumper for miles to go ahead of us? You know, driving is difficult as it is. It really is. But if we do these things, that's a good thing. Excuse me. Now, I have given you some basic examples of human kindness and consideration. It should come as no shock to you that many people do not do these basic things. As Christians, we strive not to sin. Temptation is always around us. By the grace of God, we resist some of them. We may not think about the many times that we resisted the urge to sin. We focus more on the sins that we do commit when we know that it is a sin. The first part of the scripture states, let us not become weary in doing good. The word weary is defined as having one's patience, tolerance, or pleasure exhausted. We can get weary as we watch others sin and get away with it. They seem to go about their lives without any consequences from sinning. We, on the other hand, can just think about a sin and hard times will hit us hard. How many times did that happen to you? Just by thinking about it. It can become very frustrating seeing others get away with things while we are trying to do the right thing. The second part of the scripture should help. It states, for at the proper time, We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That brings up a question. When is the proper time? Is it on earth or is it in heaven? Now, we're being honest. We live in a society where we want instant results. Well, God does not work that way. God looks for consistency. He wants us to continuously resist sin and do good. This entire scripture tells us to keep resisting sin, and that if we do, we will reap the harvest. We should not get tired of resisting just because other people seem to be happier than us. Their happiness is very temporary. Those who continue to do the right thing will indeed be rewarded by God. Do you know God has all power in his hands? God can do anything. God can also change the heart of men to bless us. Think about it. Just as God, pardon me, hardened Pharaoh's heart, he can soften a person's heart. He can make people do things out of character. Now, here are some examples. For instance, God can make someone give you a raise or promotion. Think about it. The same person that has been denying this to you all this time, God can change their heart and make them do it. Glory to God. Now, here's another one. God can turn an enemy into a friend. You know, there are people here in this world that does not wish us any good. Let's just be honest. They look quickly to judge us, look quickly to find fault in us, and they just try and make our lives miserable. But God can change that in an instant. That very enemy can become a friend of ours. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Here's another one. God can send someone to help you through a certain situation. Have you ever had someone give you good advice or financially give you a few bucks when you needed it the most? Well, you better believe that God touched that person's heart and did that for you because he loves you. Here's another one. God can make our family stable and happy. Amen? Now, you know what I mean. There's friction in the home, people not getting along, people slamming doors. You know the whole routine, right? But God can change all that and give you a happy home by making everyone in the house on the same page. Amen? Amen. God can also help us out of debt. Now, I'm a witness to this one, guys. I really am. God can give you a plan, if you ask him, to get you out of debt that you would have never thought of in a million years. And here's a kicker. It does not require you taking out a loan. But what it does require is for you to take a discipline to save and not needlessly spend like you were doing before. That's how you got in debt. Amen. But God can change that. Here's another one, saints. You're going to love this one. God can open doors that have been previously closed. All of a sudden in a hurry, a new opportunity will come forth to you out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Something that you probably have been wanting for a long time. God can do that. It could be that house you were looking for the past 5 years, or that job you were looking for the past 5 years. It could be anything. But God, being God, has the power and the ability to open doors that were previously closed to us. Amen? Amen. Do we serve a mighty God or what? Now, these examples that I've given you are earthly rewards. God will also bless you in heaven, which, since I am not there, I can't tell you exactly what it's like. But trust me, eternal life without any problems is heaven to me. Wouldn't you agree? Amen. We must keep in mind the final part of the scripture is the key to all of this. It states that we will be rewarded if we do not give up. That's hard. That's really hard when you see other people doing what they're doing and seem to have no consequences whatsoever. It's hard to remain patient. But we must remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. What we do in secret, God will reward us openly. We must continue our efforts no matter what. That has to be a priority to us to resist sin. We must not get discouraged and lose patience. We don't have time for that. We have to do the right thing. Saints, my last words to you in this sermon is simple. Do not give up. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you praise and thanking you, Father, for this word. Help us, Father, not to give up. Help us, Lord, to remain patient and endure. Help us, Father, to be consistent in us resisting sin and trying to do the right thing. Father, it's hard seeing the world the way it is. But Lord, help us to persevere. Help us not to give up and help us to move forward. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the benefits, Lord, that we will reap if we do this. Help us, oh Lord. It's for our benefit. Father, we pray that this word will go forth throughout the land, that it'll touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirit. Help us all to not give up and to move forward. Father, I pray, Lord, you'll be glorified this word from this word. And I pray, Lord, that you'll draw people to hear it. I pray, Lord, that it'll touch their hearts and touch their minds. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for everything, Lord, for you are God and able to do all things. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.